From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. The USDA posted the 2020 Dietary Guidelines Advisory Committee's final scientific report. The findings will inform USDA and the Department of Health and Human Services as they co-develop the new Dietary Guidelines for Americans, which will provide recommendations on what to eat and drink to promote health and prevent chronic disease. Deputy Undersecretary Brandon Lipps says we look forward to thoroughly reviewing the report and leveraging their scientific advice as we develop the next edition of the guidelines. Rules governing the Federal Paycheck Protection Program have made it difficult for many farmers to qualify for the program, which helps employers meet payroll obligations during the pandemic. The American Farm Bureau Federation says fewer than 2% of employers in agriculture and related sectors have received loans through the program. It supports legislation in Congress making technical fixes to help more farmers participate. Bayer is partnering with Israeli artificial intelligence data analytics company Prospera Technologies in a program the company says will optimize profitability and sustainability of greenhouse growing. The program, beginning this month in Mexico, will continuously adjust and enhance digitized farming system with the intent to expand globally in the coming years based on the growers' needs and changing consumer demand. Bayer's Chris Moore tells thepacker.com, our partnership with Prospera is our first step into solutions beyond the seed for the vegetable greenhouse market. With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network of the West.